and welcome to PCB Chat. I'm Mike Buteau, Editor-in-Chief of PCDNF and Circuits Assembly. Our sponsor today is PCB West, the leading trade show for the printed circuit design and manufacturing industry, taking place September 9th to the 12th at the Santa Clara Convention Center. Visit PCBWest.com for details. With me today are Jeroen Landers, who is the Global ECAD Star Solutions Leader at Zuken, and his colleague Chris Hambleton, who is the Engineering General Manager. Welcome to PCB Chat.
Thank you.
In the past few weeks, Zuken announced its first major development to its CADSTAR PCB design tool in, well, quite some time. They're calling the new platform eCADSTAR. Can you give our listeners a quick rundown of what they can expect from the new platform?
eCADSTAR is actually a new EDA solution targeting the mainstream EDA market, and it's a new developed platform, a new internet connect-based EDA solution.
If I'm understanding correctly, eCADSTAR has a browser embedded in the tool.
Yes, that's correct. It's an integral part of the eCADSTAR solution.
So can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
So when you first fire up the software, the first thing you'll see is a dashboard, and that's basically your portal onto eCADSTAR. It will give you a view of, say, for instance, open calls that you have. It may give you any news that we currently have. It will also give you access to the interactive tour. So as a new user, you can actually guide yourself through the software. But it then also allows you access to the many different web services that we have as part of that connected platform. So things like access to component vendors, etc.
So who would some of these component vendors be?
That is, for example, DigiKey, Arrows, Mauser, RS.
A bunch of small guys. What are we looking at now, then, if you have access to all those different vendors? You know, what would be the scope of the number of parts?
Currently, we are able to access over 40 million electronic parts that are available in the eCADSTAR format that you can seamlessly integrate into your schematic and PCB design.
Is that just footprints?
No, that contains all parts, so electronic parts, the symbol, the schematic symbol, the footprint, the 3D model, and all nicely being aligned together.
Then how does this work differently than if I were just had Chrome or some other similar browser on my computer?
In principle, not different. You can still use your default browser if you wish. But due to the embedded browser, it hooks automatically to the eCADSTAR software. When you then search online to any of these electronic parts of your preferred vendors, it automatically knows where to store the selected part to your local library.
So it's going to save me probably quite a bit of time and steps.
Yes.
Yeah, it should save you a large amount of time.
How do you ensure the security of the IP?
So the things like the part data is kept locally by the owner. Design data, etc., is kept in the client software. So the security of IP, all your IP is kept locally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that there's more to the eCADSTAR platform than simply the embedded browser. So could you maybe give a few of the highlights?
So eCADSTAR is, for example, a fully natively 64-bit application. It's supporting multi-core technology, process technologies. It's supporting the latest and best graphic engines. And that's, from a technology point of view, what's being supported.
What about the routing capability and things that are fundamental to layout?
Okay, so it makes use of a lot of Zuken's technologies. But all of those technologies are natively embedded into eCADSTAR, so there's no need to switch application or move based on the tasks that you're doing inside the application.
It's still client-based, so it's not a cloud-based...
Yes, it's still a client-based tool. So it's client software with a web interface built directly into the software that allows you access to those services external to the software.
And those services would include simulation, analysis?
Yes, that's up to the need from the customer, from principle, the basics, schematics, PCB design, up to high-speed design if the need is for signal integrity analyzers or even power integrity EMC analyzers. That's all available.
So it's set up not to have those capabilities inside the tool, but rather to work very seamlessly with outside vendors.
But we will have our own signal integrity.
Okay.
But there is potential in future to access services like web-based simulation, etc. But that, again, is kind of future vision.
What would you say to the pundits who feel that board design tools need to be easier to learn and use and perhaps even app-based?
Why you catch that?
Can you elaborate a little?
That's been our core focus. That's what we've tried to do. We've tried to make the tool easy to install, easy to start up, easy to learn, and, you know, to become, you know, part of your everyday working life.
To be intuitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So imagine the tool is giving you advice on what your next step needs to be. So it's looking, it's actually monitoring what you are doing as user, and then based on your activity, it's giving your advice on the next step. So it's guiding you literally through the software.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit more. At Zukin Innovation World this year, Zukin talked a lot about the AI capabilities that it was working on. Yeah. And my understanding was that those were tied to routing, but it sounds like there might be some of that technology applied to eCADSTAR.
Not currently. They are our research areas in routing, as you quite rightly say.
Mm-hmm.
Things that Yaron is talking about is things like we're able to see what tools the user's using and how they're using them, so that we can actually feed that back into our developments. So we can actually say, well, you know, for example, we've noticed this tool's been used a lot, but we also know the help's been used a lot. So therefore, perhaps it's not as intuitive to use as we thought it was. Mm-hmm. So maybe there are ways in which we can improve it in those ways.
AI is going much further than simply finding out, I clicked this, now your next step needs to be that. That's relatively simple. But we have done that in the software. So. Yeah.
And you've embedded all sorts of help videos, access to other users, chat rooms, or FAQs and things like that?
There are frequently asked questions. There is online help directly under your fingertips. You can find online help that guides you then either with movies, and we are in the process of building this up, obviously. We're also planning a forum where people can communicate with each other. That's seen as important.
So you're rolling out eCADSTAR with a almost like a bundled approach, correct?
That's correct. We like to tailor it actually to the needs of the customer rather than giving you everything and you never use 50% of the software. So we like to have the discussion with the user, okay, how you use the software, and then we tailor it to the needs of the customer. So it fits at the end when you use it to your needs. And you can always upgrade, you can always add other functionality when the need occurs.
So who is the base bundle aimed at? What kind of user?
The base bundle is used, as the word says, to the typical base PCB design. You can do all type of designs with it. There are no limitations. Once you get the need for more high-speed design, then you might look into the high-speed bundle, where you can do the typical high-speed technologies like bus routing, differential pairs, impedance control routing, as well signal integrity, power integrity, EMC analyzers. You can then build it up to your needs, what you have.
But even with the base, there's no limit in terms of number of layers, number of nets, anything like that? Okay. I understand it's priced very competitively.
Yeah. Pricing starts literally from $2,500 US dollar at the moment, and it's going up to $6,000 for the ultimate bundle, as the word ultimate says. Everything is included.
So $2,500 for a ready-to-use tool from a major CAD vendor.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, wow. What does this mean for traditional CADSTAR users?
So traditional CADSTAR will carry on being developed. We will still maintain traditional CADSTAR. As it is a different platform, it's a completely new suite of software, there are upgrades available for existing CADSTAR users.
Up until this point, Zukin was the only company that had produced a built-from-the-ground-up platform for ECAD in this century.
Yeah.
Now you have two.
Yeah.
Where is everybody else?
You're asking the wrong question.
Do you think that there is an inherent longer implementation period when you're bringing out a brand new platform for the ECAD user base versus when you're simply adding on to something that's been existence for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years?
It obviously is a much longer and a much more larger investment from the company in order to generate a new platform.
If you use most of the existing EDA tools, the source code exists for more than 20 years. The same applied for classic CADSTAR in the principle. So the more you develop based on that old source code, the more difficult it will become to add and make changes in there. So if you have the chance to start over from scratch, you definitely will do it differently. And you can take all the good things, the positive things into account from the beginning.
What challenge does this present for Zukin insofar as convincing what traditionally has been a very risk-averse audience, marketplace, right, to migrate to the new platform?
For existing customers, there's no risk because we're taking care for the migration of their old CATSA data into the eCATSA data. But it's also possible for competitive EDI tools to be read into the eCATSA data.
When is eCADSTAR going to be made available?
From today on.
Okay. In every region?
In every region.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things, of course, that many designers are looking for as the ECAD and the MCAD worlds start to converge is the capability to move back and forth between those two environments and maybe even have some capabilities. Where does eCADSTAR fit in that regard?
A 3D design tool is not new in the market, but if you have the chance to start off from scratch and you can support the latest graphics engine, for example, which is definitely needed if you work in a 3D environment, then if you can build this in natively, you can very easily switch from 2D to 3D and back. You can move components into 3D mode and see them change into 2D as well, while you can import all the mechanical constraints from your MCAD department easily in your solution and take all this into account while you're designing your board.
Chris, I understand that there's some novelty with regard to the touchscreen.
Yeah, so we've changed the way that we use the touchscreen. So we've called it a companion touchscreen so that you can actually still be working routing. And for example, if you want to change the routing mode that you're in, you can use your finger to touch the screen to change routing mode without disrupting the design work that you're doing. So it's more of a companion rather than, you know, generally doing design features using the touchscreen.
Where would somebody go if they want to learn more about the new platform?
If you'd like to learn more, please visit our new website, www.ecadstar.com.
Very good. I'd like to thank Jeroen Landers and Chris Hambleton from Zukin for joining me today. And I want to thank our sponsor, PCB West, the leading trade show for printed circuit design and manufacturing. Register now at pcbwest.com for the show, which takes place September 9th to the 12th at the Santa Clara Convention Center. For PCB Chat, this is Mike Buto. Have a nice day.